Philadelphia City Councilwoman Sherelle Parker wants voters to weigh in on the controversial policing tool known as Stop and Frisk. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports the push comes as the city's new police commissioner takes over a department in turmoil.
Parker wants the city to ask voters whether the Philadelphia Police Department should eliminate unlawful stop and frisks. Cops need to have what's called reasonable suspicion, more than just a hunch, before stopping someone, and they have to believe that person has a gun to pat them down. It's a largely symbolic non-binding ballot question, but Parker says it's still valuable, especially for new police commissioner Danielle Outlaw, who started her new gig yesterday.
What could be more empowering for a new commissioner to say, hey, I know this is important, you know, not because an elected official who's here today, who could be going tomorrow, said it, or somebody's running for office and you see it on a commercial. No, I know because, you know, I have these numbers from the city, from residents in the city of Philadelphia, and this is where they stand.
Under a court-ordered settlement agreement, Philly has significantly cut the number of unlawful stop and frisks made by officers. But civil rights attorneys on the case, like David Rudofsky, say there's still work to do.
I think they're nearing a B, but not quite there yet, and we're hoping we can get to A soon.
The case's most recent progress report found that 16% of reported stops in a randomly selected sample were unwarranted. 5 years ago, that total sat at 40%. Despite the drop, Rudofsky says black men are still far more likely to be stopped than white men in Philadelphia, especially for nonviolent crimes.
It's a kid with an open liquor container or an adult with an open liquor container. It's a curfew stop. It's someone who may be urinating in the alley. I mean, very, very minor crimes.
At least one local critic of Stop and Frisk doesn't support Parker's ballot question because it doesn't go far enough. Paula Peebles chairs the Philadelphia chapter of the National Action Network.
If it's not talking about totally getting rid of Stop and Frisk, I don't believe it has any value. Not at all. Because that means that the police will still have the opportunity to harass black and brown people.
The police department declined an interview request with Commissioner Outlaw. A mayoral spokesman says the Kenney administration supports Parker's effort. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.